Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
September is here, fat man.
It's my time to shine, Jimmy boy. The bins are out, the sun is out, and my titties are out.
Oh, no.
It's finals time as well, and we speak to a man who had a very good game last weekend, Aaron Norton.
Yes, nicknamed the Duck, of course. Plus, Boomer star Jock Landale tells us about the Olympics, Jim, and signing on with San Antonio Spurs.
We'll get a massive September brownless edition of the Idiot File.
And I'll finish it off, Jim, with a very good joke for our tradies.
But next, Wednesday was, of course, the 1st of September, and you decided to wear something
special.
Very ordinary. Always worries me when we get to the start of a show and there's no sign of fat. Of course, the 1st of September...
There he is, Jimmy boy!
What is that?
Look at him! Look at him! Where's the camera? Look at old Finn Brownless!
What is that?
1st of September, Jim. The sun's out. Beautiful day, and the guns are out. Have a look at that.
He's got, what year?
When we played West Coast, 94.
94 grand final jumper on.
And it fits me.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
That is dead set spray painted on, that jumper.
Well, September brownless. The bins, I drove in today. Bins are out. Bins are out everywhere.
I must admit, in my suburb, Wednesday's bin day, and I was putting the bins out today thinking, how stupid is this? Old fat.
Lawns are mowed, Jim. It's beautiful. And September brownless is ready to go.
How did you ever fit into that jumper?
I jumped into it. Jill held it and I jumped in it. Don't know how I'm going to get out of it.
No, I don't either.
It's like some of those jeans the girls used to wear back in the day.
So who was, Leon Pickering? Who'd you have playing in that bloody team back then?
Barron's. Who else do we have?
Couchy,
the great, yes.
The Hocking
Mark
Brothers.
Besto, the
yes.
Hocking Brothers. Oh, yes. Very good side. Yablet, and Yablet.
Just couldn't quite.
Again, that was 94.
That was the fourth one that didn't go well.
That was the third one.
Jim.
And then 95.
Five against Carlton.
And
got belted in that one.
Hamlet didn't fire up again. Bloody Gazza. Fair dinkum, Gaz. Come on, mate.
We had the
Melichalises, Spiro.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah, Spiro, Melichalises. Oh, they were the days, Jimmy boy.
Well, we need to officially acknowledge that it is the 1st of September. Come on, fat.
What's wrong with you,
Jim? September brownless.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. That's when I was kicking goals. I could smell the lawn had just been cut. The rubbish bins were out a bit later. And the sun, it was a longer day, and this is when I'm at my best.
Was it?
Tell me when we're back on here.
That's what you found in your career when you were playing, when the bins went out?
Yes.
For longer.
The longer days, Jim. What is that about the bins? It's something about the bins. I couldn't remember.
No one knows. We can't tell what it is about the bins. I don't think there's any reference to bins in September ever. Oh, no.
Did we go with that?
So, Bill.
Was that on air?
That was what you went with.
No.
About September and yourself.
I can't remember September.
That's what that was. Old September Brantley. It's actually the 95 jumper. We've said 94 the whole time.
Yeah, you reckon you'd know, wouldn't you, Jim?
Given it's your jumper, you'd probably know.
Well, it's one of the four I lost.
You are trying to get that one. I think more than any of them, that's the one you're trying to blank out of your mind.
Carlton, yeah. Well, that was the fourth one, Jim. First one, we thought, we'll do this again.
Yeah.
Then 92, 94, West Coast, very good sides. Yeah. And then we come up against Carlton.
And you...
I took Cooter on.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
And Christo.
I took Christo.
Who was built like me.
Yes.
And then suddenly Cooter turned up and Bill crapped himself.
I had the better of Christo on top of him.
You would hope.
The big Greek goddess comes in and grabs me, and that was on. Then Barry Stoneham hit him with
Barron's,
his crutch.
He did.
And got fined 10 grand.
He did.
And he wasn't even playing.
He's
walking
in a game.
Walking across the ground at half time, sucked in, Baz. He's still dirty on that.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session with JB and Billy, and our next guest is a basketball superstar. He's won an NBL title, an Olympic bronze medal, and now he's just signed a contract with the San Antonio Spurs. It's Jock Landau.
Well, how good's this, Jim? I was just thinking on the way up, the boy from Canago, out of Deniliquin, yep. And now over there, and he's a Spur. How good's that, Jock? You ever sat back and thought about that?
Nah, I had a really hard time taking it all in, but... You know, people often bring up that point, but, you know.
Oh, do they?
I'm just along for the ride.
Oh, no, it's nuts because we spoke to you, of course, in the lead up to the Olympics and you dominated for Melbourne United. And I reckon we asked you at the time, what about the NBA? And you said, oh, yeah, bloody oath, I'd love to have a look at it. So that all happened very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I tried speaking it into existence best I could whilst being really focused on the task at hand back there and, to finally kind of be out here is a dream come true, and to be part of such a great organization such as the Spurs is even better. So I don't know. I've had one hell of a couple of months, and I'm just kind of living the dream at the minute.
Tell me about the big sign on when you had to go to the Spurs office, did you? And you had to walk in there and you had a cowboy hat on or something. But tell us about that, because that would have been nerve wracking, I reckon. And they reckon you couldn't even sign your name.
That is correct. So I had been in San Antonio working out with everyone. I'd met everyone for about a week at that point. And I had to go through all my physicals, and then they kind of, you know, they let you get on court and work out a little bit. I was already, I'd settled in.
Yeah.
For some reason I was driving to this signing, and I turned to India, and I don't know what it was, but I was just like, I am petrified. I'm absolutely shitting myself. And I end up getting there, and, you know, I've got the family on FaceTime, and India's kind of videoing me whilst I'm sitting there with our GM, Brian Wright. You know, I just met a bunch of the big dogs at Spurs, the CEO and all those guys. And, you know, this paper's in front of me. And that was kind of the first moment I really realized that I was about to be in the NBA. Till that point, I just didn't. I wasn't convinced because of everything that had happened in the past. I thought that there was going to be something that just came up that would just blow everything up. So when I'm sitting there with this pen in my hand, and I almost felt like my hand went numb, and I was just loose and throwing scribble across the page, and I completely botched the signature up. So, you know, yeah, the signature won't look good, but it's there. It's in history, and I'm pretty happy with the story.
Yeah, Bill has the same experience here at Triple M every time because he got a pen in his hand and he thinks, how have I still got a job?
Yeah.
how did anyone still want to sign me to do anything?
I just sign with a cross.
Yeah, I know how you do it. It's just been a nuts journey for our man, and it all started when he came in and talked to us.
That's it. Oh, I think Cryo Village, actually.
Oh, mate.
Being part of Geelong Grammar and being out to Cryo Village would have learned a lot out there, Jim.
I'm not sure about that.
Then he came in to see us.
Now, if anything like my sons, he would have learned bugger all. But he is now a Spur, of course, and also an Olympic bronze medalist, mate. Tell us what that feels like.
I mean, that was a crazy experience, but, you know, it was really hard to kind of put your head up for air and embrace it whilst you were going through it, because we were so focused and there was so much on the line, knowing that guys such as Joe and Patty and Bainesy and Deli had put so much into getting us to a point where we had people, you know, really competing to be a part of that squad. So we knew that we were at our best at that point. And, you know, when we finally got it done, I just say that, what I really noticed was, I mean, I was too busy just trying to sink some beers. That's all I was thinking. Observing everyone else around, Chris, Deli, Joe, Patty, just the emotions that poured out of those guys that had really, you know, thrown 12 years of their lives and a lot of their, you know, their off-season time that could have been spent with their families, seeing all the emotion pour out of them, it was amazing. But, you know, a couple of us young boys, I've got to be honest, we were like, fellas, this is our first Olympics and we've come home with a bronze. This can't be that hard. So we were getting stuck into the old boys as well.
Okay, pull it out and show us it.
Give me 1 second.
Right, he's up. Up and off.
You reckon he'd have it on, Jim?
Probably wouldn't have it every second of the day.
Around your neck.
Well, he's
What's
it's
he
in
got
the room.
The background there?
Just some bananas. What's he got Peter Siddle rooming with him? Jesus, look
Coffee
at that.
Maker there. Have a look at him. Jeez, where's he gone?
Well, I'm back. Come back out, man.
I had to get it out of the safe. I'm not playing any games.
Oh, there
have a
look at that, Jimmy boy.
Rose gold.
Well done.
Rose gold it is.
Hey, mate, everyone here is so proud of what you've done with the bronze, but also signing with a great franchise over there and playing the game at the highest possible level. Good luck. Don't become a stranger. We still want to be able to chat to you across the journey.
Yeah, because you're going to play for the Spurs. You don't forget your roots.
Absolutely not.
No.
Don't worry about that. I'll be. You guys are what got me to the NBA.
No doubt.
That's what we're waiting for. That'll be in the highlights clip. Don't worry about that, Jim. And make sure you put that medal back in your fanny pack.
No, in the safe. The fanny pack is just when I'm out and about.
Why is it called fanny pack?
I wouldn't go into the detail of it.
That's strange.
Well done, Jock. You're a star. Thanks very much for joining us, mate.
Cheers, fellas. Thanks.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. Back soon with more from JB and Billy. Oh, and by the way, it's your round.
Triple M. Ow! JB and Billy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. And on Wednesday, we spoke to Bulldog forward Aaron Norton. And Bill wanted to chat about his little mate in the forward 50.
I love Flea Waitman, the little fella. He got a couple of nice free kicks, Jim. But I love his energy. He must be good having him buzzing around, Norts.
Yeah, definitely. He's such a funny character. He brings so much energy to the group. And, he's always chatting and getting under the defenders' nerves. So, I love playing alongside him.
One of the mullet brigade as well. Oh. Your Bailey Smith down there. Jeez. I mean, his is now getting to ridiculous status. Are you having a mullet off, you three?
Yeah. We've all put in $50 just so you can keep it the longest. But we haven't.
Oh, I love it. Go with that.
And obviously, Rourke Smith just gave up.
Yeah.
Yeah, gave up the long box. So, I think he regrets it. We can't hang out with him anymore, you know.
No. Hey, Aaron, were you born in Victoria?
Yeah, down in Lang Warren.
Well, no wonder you got out. No, and then, of course, you went over to Perth over there. You're near Cockburn, aren't you?
Not quite. Half an hour from Cockburn. I was in Rockingham.
How do you call it? Because Jim calls it
Coburn.
It's Coburn.
What? But it's spelt Cockburn, isn't it? As?
Yeah. I don't know. I might have to speak to Martin Gowan on that one.
What about the crypto? You're right into that, so you'd be watching the markets there.
Yeah, definitely. That's the one good thing about the crypto. It's on 24/7, so you can always refresh the phone. I do invest in that, so it's keeping me a little bit occupied.
Can you explain it for the layman out there? Because we don't get it. Nath Brown thinks he's an expert in it. Oh, Nath. What is it?
It's the future, mate. That's all you need to know.
Righto. Good. It's a future.
Do you ever, because I don't know a hell of a lot about it myself, I understand the principle behind
it. It's the future, Jim.
Yeah, the future. But is it something you can ever hold in your hand? Like, are there any dollar notes or coins, or is it just completely on the internet as a commodity?
No, it's all digital, so, you don't have anything that you can hold in your hand with it.
All right, my only question
like
around
things
it.
Things that you can hold in your hand.
Yeah, I know that, Bill. You hear a lot of people who have had a good result with it, but can you actually sell it and get your money out, or is it like those betting accounts where everyone just keeps putting into it, but no one ever takes anything out?
Take it out.
No, you can actually pretty easy. It's almost like buying stocks these days that you're able to buy and sell and transfer it back to, AUD pretty easy. So that's probably one good thing about it now that, your money doesn't, it's not easy to get lost now.
Any other Bulldogs players into it, or are you the only one?
No, there's plenty of us here. Anthony Scott loves it. He's into the. He's got a couple of digital chickens and digital horses. They're all into the digital art as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us on it.
Well, Nath reckons he bought a print or a painting and sold it and doubled his money.
Yeah, the NFTs. Yeah, feel the
NFTs. That's it. The NFTs.
Who's the opponent that's the chirpiest?
Yeah.
Maybe Stephen May. I sort of a couple of mutual friends, and so we have a few conversations back and forth. But he's a great player, so.
And Jakey Lever had come over and he'd add a little bit too, I reckon, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I'll start playing with his mustache.
At Triple M, we recommend you Sunday Session responsibly, or you'll end up like Billy.
And it was
the Rush Hour Sunday Session on Triple M.
I feel good.
Now, but what we do is the idiot file gets presented to us.
Who, boy?
Bill.
Oh.
And his inability to broadcast. We then hand it to Maddie.
Yep.
And Maddie goes, well, sometimes I'll roll a song in, like he did recently with the Hunters and Collectors, of course, Holy Grail, which was superb.
Yes.
Well, sometimes there's too much content to fit into a song.
So he
just bumps them together and makes an idiot file. And we laugh.
Or sometimes a bit lazy and he just puts them in a file when he should do a song. Maddie.
Well, I don't think lazy is a word you can put anywhere near Maddie. I'd certainly put it towards you.
Mm. Well, that is true. That's how I played. But so we've got an idiot file today. Yes. I always look forward to these, Jim, because I don't know how you do it or Rabsy, whatever you do there, but you make me sound terrible. And the Storm are going for their 18th win in a row.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. And the world record is 19 wins.
World record.
Well, it is.
For an Australian comp.
Yes, it is. Right. So well done, Baz, there at Assumption. Good win. Well done, boys. My old school. I'm a Illumini, Jim, of course, from Assumption.
Illumini.
I am.
Well, Sean has decided to start a candle business in her third trimester, which is the timing's not ideal, but she wants something to occupy her and keep her busy.
Third trimester?
Yeah, you know what that is?
Something maths?
Billy, you had four children.
Yeah.
You don't know what a trimester is.
I never went through a trimester, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Is that the third stage of labour?
Yes. Right. Not labour. Pregnancy, you idiot.
I got a Good Friday Freddy one, Jim, but I'll wait. Karl Marx, Jim. Do you know who Karl Marx is?
Karl Marx.
Yeah.
You spoke to Elliot just there.
PointsBet.
From PointsBet.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have reprised one of your great cock-ups.
No. Sydney Swans and the Giants. Is it the local derby or is it the Battle of the Bridge?
Oh!
Battle of the Bridge.
It's not that
Battle
hard.
Of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Bill, it's battle. Just slow it down a bit. You won't bugger it up. Battle.
Battle.
That's it.
Battle.
Like cricket bat. Battle.
Battle. Well, I know what it is, Jim. You're flawed.
Well, why do you keep saying battle?
Well, if I say it really quick, battle it out. It's just... On a trip, I came across a gang of bikers who were hassling a young lady. Big bearded bikers. Tough bikers, Jim.
Bikers.
Bikers. Or I'll kick the crap out of the lot of you. St. Peter was impressed, Jim.
And I want you to run us down where the Aussies are by way of medals.
Okay, the medal count, Jim, because we
said metal.
Medal.
Yeah,
Jim, get it right.
No interest or Hume.
No, it's a bit of Hume.
No Hume.
Just giving me the soup.
It's actually
fat's getting the soup.
Sans Hume.
It's what?
It's sans Hume. Without Hume.
Why do you say sans? Oh,
because if you're speaking in French, they say
sans. Well, you're not French. You're not even French, you little French.
No!
Ukraine,
yes.
Then Brazil, and then Azerbaijan.
Oh, no. I was going to say, do not speak, rabbits.
What?
Go again.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
That's what is it? What is it, Jim?
Have a third go at it.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Anyway, they're ahead of Australia, Jim.
Azerbaijan.
Well, that's what I said three times.
No, Banjan.
Azerbaijan.
And then Burgerjan.
Azerbaijan.
Bajan.
Wow. Where's never? Are they over there somewhere, Jim? Azerbaijan. Turkey to the west.
And
Iran to the south.
And what's in the middle?
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Gold. We might do that later. We'll have an update.
Not yet. That's it.
Not yet, Rebs, because I want to see how Arjaban's gone. Now, Toby Green, Jim. Tell you what I do like, bud. I've taken an interest in my favourite new country, Jim. Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
Azerbaijan, you just called it?
No, I didn't.
What did you call it?
Azerbaijan. Anyway, they're going okay, and I'm taking special interest in my friends, and so are all the Azerbaijanians.
what it meant was we didn't have to get to the tiebreaker question, which was around the country of
Abidjan.
Come on, Bill.
What's the capital?
Pooh-bah.
Pooh-bah.
It's Baku.
Baku. That was going to be another question. We thought these dummy bastards won't know what it is. So you knew it was Kabu.
It's not Kabu, it's Baku.
Baku, whatever.
Alex Baku.
Alex Baku. Anyway, Sargol.
Sargol hasn't even started.
It's goodbye in Azerbaijan.
I'm telling you.
I hope they don't
career
think,
best.
I hope they don't think we're taking the mickey out of them, Jim. It's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
Out of who?
That country. That country.
Which country?
GVO, Jim. GVO. Good.
Taking the
vibes.
Mickey out of who?
Azerbaijan.
He now thinks if he says it quickly, he can get away with it.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy on tap.
Yes, please.
Triple M.
So we do cricket this summer, of course. Haven't done it for a couple of years, but the last time we did it, Fat, we were at the Adelaide Oval for the Test match. And Mick Molloy and I went around to the Hill of Grace restaurant, which is within the Adelaide Oval, basically over in the footy stand. I think it's near the Gavin Wanganine sign.
Did you have a Hill of Grace?
Bill, it is a magnificent silver service restaurant, and we did. Mick and I went around there because I wasn't working on TV at that stage, cricket. So things were a bit looser.
Yes,
the road. So Mick and I, the guy came and said, do you want to come and do something, you know, like some broadcasting from the restaurant? Ooh. We said, bloody oath.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Anyway, so we go around
there. No, you didn't, did you?
We went around there, Bill, and they brought this food out, and it was superb. And then they brought a decanter out and these two huge wine glasses.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so we crossed back to the coverage.
Yes.
And then I quietly said to the producer, Ewan Giles, who runs, of course, Triple M Footy and Cricket.
Yep.
I said, Ewan, it's the last you're seeing of me.
Oh, no. You can't do that.
I'm done for the day.
Oh, you can't do that, Jim.
We settled right in.
Got your eye in, did you?
So Hill of Grace, for people that don't understand red wine, that's about $800 a bottle. It's thought of by many as Australia's premier red wine, and Grange.
This bloke gave it to you.
We gave it to us. So we're broadcasting.
You got to drink it.
No, but I had half a glass and then had to go back and do a couple more stints. Mick, we never saw again.
No.
No, Bill. Never laid eyes on Mick again.
I thought he was a beer man.
Gone. No, he is. Yeah. But don't worry. Anyway, as we left, the bloke said to me, the main guy who ran it was a ripper. He said, bring the boys around after the day's play and I'll open some really nice reds and you can taste some. We'll get some finger food out. Sort of 6:30, 7 o'clock. I said, boy, no problem at all.
Wow.
So I go back.
Yep.
And say to, you know, all the Kerry O'Keefe and I can't remember who else was there.
Dittmar wasn't there.
No, Dittmar wasn't part
good.
Of it at that stage.
That's good, Jim.
But I reckon we came back with about five or six blokes, Mark Waugh being one of them.
Ooh.
And he starts opening, firstly, the Hill of Grace, then the Grange, so you can compare the two.
Oh,
and
no.
Bill,
no.
Shangri-La for me, because you know how much I love red wine. I'm sitting there going, this is magnificent. Anyway.
What about, what is he good for?
He's sitting there, and I don't know if you've ever met Mark Waugh, but he's a mischievous bastard. Anyway, and he's parked there, and we're having these reds, and it's great. Brad McNamara, of course, used to run Triple M Cricket now with Fox, but played for New South Wales.
Anyway,
we're all sitting there. This bloke whose restaurant it is, loves Mark Waugh.
Oh.
We didn't realise this. Loves Mark Waugh. So he goes, so Junior.
Junior. Called him Junior. Wow.
How many do you reckon Australia need? You know, he's just a fan, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Junior gives it the, what are they? He looks out at the scoreboard. Yeah, you know, they're 180 in front. Probably get to 350. That'll be enough, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we start chatting about the wine a bit more and more food comes out and he gives it the, Junior. Steve Smith, the best player we've had since Bradman. Junior gives it the, mate, there have been some pretty good players. You know, he's averaging 60. So anyway, some more wine comes out and we're just chatting away and this bloke's just sitting there minding his own business, but he could tell he was inching.
Hey, Junior. Yeah,
because of the, hey, Junior. Who's the fastest bowler?
Oh, no.
That's what I'd there were some pretty good ones.
That's what I'd be doing, Jim.
Ambrose was pretty, anyway. We continue on, and I'm starting to giggle because I know what's coming.
Yeah.
And McNamara and I are sitting next to each other going, he has not got another question in this bloke. He's asked, stop now.
But neither is Mark Waugh.
A minute later, the more of the beautiful wine and food and gives it the, "Hey, Junior." And I'm already laughing because Junior just looked at him and said, "Mate, how many more of these questions?"
Of course. You can see him doing it, Tim.
I am crying. Oh. Anyway, this bloke, and I said to him, "Junior, he's only opening $800 bottles of red.
Exactly.
He can ask as many questions as he wants. He can ask 1,000 of them.
Exactly.
Just sit there and answer them, for God's sake."
Not a lot of patience, our man, Junior.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, so, Bins, who have we got playing?
Well, we got Archie out there in Mount Evelyn. G'day, Archie boy.
Yeah, just driving to my next job. Is that how I answer?
Or yes, say, perfect.
Yeah, well done. What's your next job?
I'm a Sparky, so wiring up a new printing machine.
Ah, a new printing machine.
Very good.
Wow, that does.
I like that. And, of course, the tradies essential workers, so they've kept working all the way through, and that is brilliant because we love tradies.
Exactly right, Arch. Good on you. And we've got Dylan there. G'day, Dilza.
G'day, Bill. How are you, mate?
Going well. What do you do, Dilza?
Not a lot.
Good boy.
I'm a public servant, so not a whole lot.
Who do you barrack for?
Unfortunately, St Kilda.
What happened to them this year? They just dropped off, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, look, a little bit unlucky. Maybe we were lucky last year with a few of the conditions that were surrounding the season, but this year was just, I don't know, a bit disappointing.
And Archie, you barrack for the Tigers. What a shame you didn't make the finals.
I know. We've got that thing that the Cats had a couple of years ago, finals fatigue.
I thought he was going to say premierships.
Yeah. I'd be taking the ones that you've got, by the way. Three was a very good run.
More than happy.
When you think you know the answer, Arch, scream out Arch. Dills, scream out Dills.
And a very good judge here that just misses a couple now and then.
Keep everyone honest.
In the movie Castaway, what is the name of the volleyball?
Archman.
Wilson.
Wilson!
All right. Good work. 1-0, Arch. Got in early.
Dills was there.
Mm-hmm.
How many jockeys were suspended for having a...
Dills.
Oh, I thought Dills was there.
I've got 5.
Well done, Dills.
Ooh,
yes.
She's a ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh, they were naughty, weren't they, Jim? They'll get in trouble. They'll get a roasting, I'm telling you, by someone. They'll get in big, big trouble. Number 3. Which teams played in the last AFL Grand Final held at the MCG?
Archie?
Yes, Arch?
That'd be the Tigers versus the Giants.
Oh, well done.
2-1.
I was there.
And
you were
there.
Oh, you were there. Well, shut up. That wasn't a question, but anyway, you're there. So what's the score, please, Jim?
2-1.
Righto. Well, number 4 now. What is the fictional town in The Simpsons called?
Archie?
Dills.
Springfield.
Springfield.
Oh, it's a ring-a-ding-ding,
Jim. Oh, she's a ring-a-ding, Bill. 2-all.
2-all.
I know.
Right. Now, this is a big one. It's an audio question. We're going to play a bit of music. You tell me the name of the song and the artist, please.
Archie.
Oh, Archman.
Arch.
Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Start Me Up.
Oh, bang.
Bang. Gee, they didn't need much.
Jeez, I tell you, that's a good quiz, that.
Bloody oath.
That's a tight go.
Yeah, exactly. 3-2. And Dills wasn't far behind, but Archie's our winner.
I reckon I'm stiff, boys. I reckon I'm stiff.
No, you're not.
We probably helped you with that fourth one, Bill. So what we can give, we can also take away. But what it meant was we didn't have to get to the tiebreaker question, which was around the country of?
Abidjan.
Come on, Bill.
No, and have a listen to their national anthem. This is unbelievable. This is going to be one of the questions for the tiebreaker. This is their national anthem. Bloody dramatic. It's unreal.
Bill, what's the capital?
Poobah.
Poobah.
It's Baku.
Baku. That was going to be another question. We thought these dummy bastards won't know what it is. So you knew it was Kabu.
It's not Kabu, it's Baku.
Baku, whatever.
Alex Baku.
Alex.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Oh, Jim. I hired a handyman the other day and gave him my list as I went out to work, and I come back home. He'd only done a third of the five jobs, Jim.
Right.
Turns out he only does odd jobs.
Oh, no.
How bad's that?
What should it do? Not only an appalling joke, also been told before, and when you got to the punchline, you then slaughtered it.
Come on, Vince.
What sort of September works that from Bins?
That's just starting to.
What I love too is when you look at, he does a great job obviously with our social media, when you look at anything that's posted about this show, every single person refers to him as Bins.
And I tell you what else they do. They love the jokes. You blokes give me nothing.
No, they don't.
They pass them on and float them on. Or
no, they don't.
What do you do?
Don't say anything.
Forward them on. Forward them on. There you go. Sucked in.
Fordham.
That's enough for today because I just need a couple of jokes if they want to DM me. Mm-hmm. No pictures. Oh, maybe a couple.
Just, you know, probes.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.